Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the entire world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh today by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we welcome you to this broadcast. For today, my people, we have a power-packed subject that you don't want to miss. This is for all of those who love Yahweh. You don't want to miss what we're going to talk about today. And we praise the mighty Yahweh for his honor and his glory and his majesty and his greatness. But in order to do it, that's what we're going to do first. We're going to give him praise. We're going to give him glory and honor with a song of praise called Exodus.
Prophet for kings by the line. How did the old prophecy ready to go home, y'all.
I know that's right. I'm ready to go home, too. And I praise the mighty Yahweh that he's given us the thing that it's going to take for us to get back home. What is that? That's the laws. Again, my name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel, and I praise the Almighty that he has given us such a day to discuss his great laws, to discuss his honor, because today we're going to be speaking of Yahweh's honor. Very important that we talk about his honor over our own honor and the things that please him, because we as Yahweh's chosen people have lost track on honoring the Creator, our parents, and even don't even have respect for our own selves. So today, we're going to talk about the honor of the Almighty. We're going to talk about the righteous who took up for the Creator's honor. And Yahweh loves those that takes up for his honor. Matter of fact, one of the most basic things that one can do is to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is a day honoring the Creator. Now, in honoring the Sabbath day, the Creator gave us all kinds of wonderful, beautiful, great laws in his honor. And he shows us through his testimonies when one violates his honor. Because Yah said, I will be honored before the people. So it's important that we realize that the greatest honor that one could have is the one for their own maker. What do we look like when we give other people, other things, more honor than the one who created us? So today we're going to talk about it, because it's very important that we understand that this is a matter of life and death. For instance, one thing that we can understand about the Creator's honor is written in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Let's go to Exodus 20, first and foremost, and see what thus said Yahweh in Exodus, the 20th chapter. In Exodus 20, this is one of the greatest covenants that the Creator ever gave us as his people. And this is what the Creator told us about himself. Starting at the first verse, this is what it reads. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim. So in other words, the Creator is a jealous Elohim. That means he's zealous for his honor. He's jealous for his namesake. He said, I'm a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Hallelujah. That's why it's so vitally important to understand, how do we honor the Creator? What do we know about his honor? Matter of fact, Yahweh asks a very important question in the book of Malachi. Let's go to Malachi and see what thus said Yahweh concerning his great honor. Look what he told us in the first chapter of the book of Malachi. And this is so deep when you read it, because you can feel how the Creator feels about his everything. Matter of fact, when it comes to the Almighty, he will kill you for his honor. He will kill you for his holy name's sake, because Yahweh is not to be played with. And look what he told us in the book of Malachi, the first chapter and the sixth verse. Now, he's talking to us. It's very important that we understand what the true and living Elohim is trying to tell us. He said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said Yahweh of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Offer it to one of your leaders. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Said Yahweh of hosts. Hallelujah. Yahweh is to be honored. Yahweh is to be glorified above all people. And only the righteous understands his great honor. And it's very important. He asked a question. He said a son honors his father. That's when they really do. And a servant honors his master. Yahweh said, if I be a father, where is my honor? And so in other words, Yahweh is trying to let us know beyond the shadow of a doubt, when he asked us about his honor as a father, and his respect and his reverence and fear as our Elohim, he's asking, where is it? What do we can do to show that we don't honor him? There's various things we can do to show that we don't honor the Creator. For instance, I mentioned it earlier, and we're going to show various other things, but we're going to go to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, first and foremost, and let's see what thus said Yahweh in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, concerning the honor of Yahweh. Here's what the true and living Elohim had to say in the 13th verse. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, with the heritage and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. There you have it. Yahweh is telling us one of the greatest ways that we show how we honor him. He told us, if we turn away our foot from the Sabbath. See, the Sabbath is the Sabbath of Yahweh, thy Elohim. He said, in it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor your son, your daughter, your manservant, and your maidservant, your cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. So in other words, no one could disrespect Yah's honor by working on the Sabbath. Everyone in the community, everyone in your household, in your family, you couldn't even work your beast. Everyone had to cease from doing anything. And it was such a great lesson to us, because everyone realized when that day fell, like it did yesterday, like it does every seventh day of the week, that day is set aside for Yahweh. And the Creator told us certain things that we were never to do on this day, and how we would automatically show we delight in this day. He said, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. So in other words, we weren't to try to find our own pleasures on that day. So in other words, even married couples, they don't try to find their pleasure by having relationships on that day. We were to sustain from having relationships with one another sexually on that day, because for one thing, it would have made you unclean. And number two, it would have been dishonoring the Creator. He also said, again, he said, not finding your own pleasure. So therefore, if there was a ball game that one wanted to see on the Sabbath, they had to make sure that they couldn't see the game, even if it was on television and they tried to record it. The Creator is letting you know that we couldn't even find our own pleasure on this great day. We couldn't do what we want to do on this great day. And he speaks about even how we were to speak on this day. Look what he said. He said, and call the Sabbath of delight, the holy of Yahweh. Isn't that deep? The holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways. So in other words, if you were a person that, you know, had wanted to make sure your car was washed and clean, because that's your way of having to drive your automobile, you couldn't do that on the Sabbath. You couldn't go to the park on the Sabbath day. You couldn't go fishing on the Sabbath day. Well, you might one person say, well, fishing is relaxing. That's not work. Going to the park is relaxing. That's not work. But that's what you want to do. And that's not in the confines of what Yahweh has commanded us to do on his holy day. Yahweh has laws that dictate what we're to do on this great day, because you're to call it a day honoring the Almighty. So you have to be very careful on the things you choose to do that day. Furthermore, he said, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. So in other words, we couldn't talk about just anything on the Sabbath. We couldn't just talk about arbitrarily, well, what happened on the job or at the business, or what Sheila and Johnny did yesterday. That doesn't matter. We had to curtail our conversation even on the Sabbath day. If we were angry about what happened, if we were troubled about our bills, like most of us are, the Creator told us on this day, he said, Don't find your own pleasure. Don't even speak your own words. So in other words, you weren't to just to have a conversation about what you want to talk about, because Yah's honor is at stake. Yahweh wants you to concentrate on him. Because guess what? If you have burdens, if you have problems, because we've been cursed, Yahweh is telling you on that day, this is a day to release and refresh yourself. This is a day that you don't bring in burdens on. Yes, your heart may be heavy because of what happened, but this day is a day that you can pray to Yahweh and honor him and just forget for that day all your troubles and pray to him and honor him. And guess what he'd do? He loved mercy, he'd have mercy on you, where he'll deliver you from the things that's troubling you. But if you let these things bother you so bad, you wind up dishonoring the Creator. Some people allow things to bother them so bad that they lose sight on the Sabbath. And that's only for those that know the Sabbath day. And if one is listening today, because I know it's people listening from all over the world, some of you all have never heard this broadcast, it's incumbent upon you to know that Yahweh commands us to honor this great day, the seventh day, the S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. This is the day of Yahweh. This is a day of no work. We couldn't bring in burdens. We couldn't buy. We couldn't sell. We had to do the honors of Yahweh. And it's refreshing when you let your burdens go. It's refreshing. That's what he told us. Let me show you what I mean. Yahweh let us know in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. Let's go there. Exodus 31. In Exodus, the 31st chapter, Yahweh told us in the 12th verse, starting at the 12th verse, in representation, and you're going to see how we honor this day, and in representation of when he worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh. Let's see. This is what he said in the 12th verse. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths shall you keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you. That means I set you apart from everyone else. That means everyone else should be able to see that you're honoring the Creator on the Sabbath. They should be able to see, well, I know that they're going to be leaving in a little bit because they're going to go worship Yahweh. I already know. They told me about Yahweh, so that's what they're going to do. Your neighbors, they're going to know exactly your righteous habits. And they should, because they glorify him. They show that you honor him. They're going to be a witness against them on the day of judgment. And I got to show you that. I got to show you that through all your hard times. And that's why the Almighty wants you to keep the Sabbath, because he blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. It's a blessing for you to keep the Sabbath, for you to protect the Sabbath, to you to guard and watch for the Sabbath. It's a blessing. That's why he said, observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Keep the Sabbath holy. This is what he said. Furthermore, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Therefore, everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. So in other words, the Creator is pretty serious about this day, because this day is to honor him. Never forget that. Even for those that don't even know about the Sabbath, there's a day that's going to get you killed if you don't start listening to the words of the true and living Elohim. Yahweh is commanding us to keep the Sabbath holy. He said, if you defile, defile means to treat it like any other day. To say what you want to in the way you want to say it on his day. To just act a fool on his day. To lose your senses. To just do anything on the Sabbath day. To fight on the Sabbath day for no reason. Now, it might be a time where if somebody tried to attack us on the Sabbath, then we're to fight. Oh, yes. But Yahweh is commanding us individually as a nation as well to guard our spirits on the Sabbath day. He said, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. That means a nonstop, ongoing, everlasting covenant. That's what he gave to us. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Hallelujah. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day, he rested. That means he ceased. He didn't go to sleep, but he ceased from his work, from his creation. So what in the world, my people, do you have to do on the Sabbath but to honor him? He said, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. And that's what he wants us to do, is to refresh ourselves. Hallelujah. Furthermore, speaking of the honor of Yahweh, let me show you to the law and the testimony what occurred when the Almighty honor was at stake. See, Yahweh gave us a command right here in the book of Exodus, but we're going to go to the 30th chapter, the chapter prior. Let's go to Exodus 30, and let me show you the commandment of Yahweh. And that's why it's important that we know his commandment. That's why it's important that we keep the Sabbath, because that's where his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his testimonies, his precepts and covenants, that's where they're all discussed, because these are the words that came from the mouth of the true and living Elohim. So in other words, Yahweh wanted us to be mindful of all his laws, and that's how you stay out of trouble. Yahweh told us, in the 34th verse, he said, I'll start at the 31st verse. It says, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it. After the composition of it, it is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounded any like it, or whoso putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacked, and on anaka, and galbanon, these sweet spices, with pure frankincense of each shall there be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, check this out now, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for Yahweh. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. Hallelujah. So in other words, we couldn't make according to the composition. Whosoever compounded any like it or put it any upon a stranger, they would be cut off. So in other words, we couldn't make it unless it was ordained to be given as an offering to smell for Yahweh. But in other words, you couldn't just do it because you just felt like you wanted to try to make something like it and put it on his altar and burn it. Well, guess what? Let me show you what happened in Leviticus, the 10th chapter, by the sons of Aaron. This is what it reads in the first verse. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not. See, Yahweh told us, Yahweh warned us never to make a strange fire, something different than the composition of his law. He told us we would have never do this. See, furthermore, because this is line upon line, in Exodus 30, where we were, look what he told us in the 9th verse. Exodus 30, verse 9. This is what he said. He said, you shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burn sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall you pour drink offering thereon. So in other words, we were never to offer, what is a strange fire? What is a strange offering? What is that? That means that's strange to Yahweh. He don't know what you're trying to do. And if you ain't doing what he told you to do, you were never to offer strange incense. Matter of fact, my people, only the sons of Aaron were even given the liberty to burn incense by the law of Yahweh. So guess what? We don't burn incense to get odors out of our house or to just to burn incense because we like the way it smells. This is against Yahweh's law, to burn incense, because it was given as a law to the sons of Aaron. It was given to them to burn incense upon the altar of the mighty Yahweh. So, in other words, we got to be careful. When you're on the streets and somebody's on the streets selling these little incense, these little sticks, and you trying to get your house smelling good, well, guess what? You ain't got no business buying it, and you sure enough ain't got no business lighting it up. Because as I mentioned to you, Yahweh only gave the sons of Aaron, the priest, the high priest, the command to burn incense. It was only for the sons of Aaron. So you must understand, my people, it's very important that you get to know the laws of Yahweh. It's a matter of life and death. Incense is nothing to play with, for he has ordained who he want to burn it. I'm going to show you something furthermore concerning this, because it's very important that we understand how the Almighty operates when it comes to his honor, and especially when it comes to his offerings. Matter of fact, we find they told us Christ was a sacrifice to the Creator, when in fact the Creator don't even accept human sacrifices. But we learned that from the Canaanites. We learned that from the same people who enslaved us, who got our people believing that somebody did die as a sacrifice for our sins. So you don't realize when you worshiping Yahshua and saying, or Christ, and saying that he is your sacrifice, your offering, your sweet smell to him, all you really doing is dishonoring him. Go to Hosea, the third chapter, and I'm going to prove my point when it comes to dishonoring Yahweh and saying you got a sacrifice. And that's what many of our people are doing. They're saying, because the lying preachers are telling them this, that their Christ, Yahshua, Yahushua, Yahawashah, is their sacrifice. Well, let's see what Yah said in Hosea 3, verse 4. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, the Elohim, and David, their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. Hallelujah. My people, these are the latter days. These are the last days of the wicked. But it's just about the beginning for the righteous. I say it again. These are the latter days for the wicked. But for the righteous, it's just the beginning. The future looks so beautiful for you if you fear him and keep his commandments. If you believe in his prophets, you're going to be prosperous. See, keep in mind, this came from one of Yah's prophets. It came from Hosea, the prophet of Yahweh. And Yahweh lets us know in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, concerning his prophets. It says, in the latter part of verse 20, it says, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh, your Elohim, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I know many brothers and sisters who proclaimed that they believe in the prophets of Yahweh. It's been brothers and sisters who say they know Yahweh, even today, that said Elisha was a prophet of Yahweh. But guess what? When it came down to his death, the things that the prophet of the Most High taught seem but a memory, because evidently they truly didn't believe in his prophets. See, Yahweh told us something about our speech in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And this is what he told us according to his words. He said in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, very important, in the 13th verse. He said, wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near with their mouth and with their lips. do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Isn't that the truth? Yahweh, in other words, is saying, we just full of lip service. We just full of lip service. We say that somebody is something, and later on we say something different, because that's the way we are. We have a history of never being faithful to our own words. That's why we're in America today. That's why we're in the conditions we're in today. That's why we're dishonoring the Creator to this day. Yahweh told us, if you want to hear his words, what did he say? He said, since we didn't want to hear his voice, he told us, I'm going to raise you up a prophet. So therefore, it's very important that we acknowledge the words of our true and living Elohim according to his prophets. Because either somebody is a true prophet or a false prophet. It's not no gray area. Yahweh don't have no gray area. That's why I showed you Leviticus 10. Yahweh made it a law. He said that he didn't want no one to burn anything strange fire or strange incense or to make a composition of that compound that wasn't what he commanded. And it had to have been offered to him. But guess what? In Leviticus 10, this is what happened. Let's go back. In Leviticus, the 10th chapter, the first verse, this is what it reads. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them. And they died before Yahweh. These were the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron. They burnt strange fire on the altar of Yahweh, and Yahweh killed them on the spot. And in the third verse, it says, then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that Yahweh spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. And before all the people, I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Aaron had wisdom. But imagine how Aaron felt. Aaron just lost his two sons, Nadab and Abihu, in an instant, because they burned strange incense. Strange fire that Yahweh commanded them not to do. Because Yahweh's honor will get you killed if you go against his honor. Do you understand, my people? Let's understand how serious the Sabbath is. Let's understand the seriousness of Yahweh's holiness. And I got to show you something else concerning his honor. I want us to go to the book of Numbers, the 25th chapter. See, I know now why it's only going to be a few men left as the remnant. There's only going to be a few men. Because the truth is, a lot of our brothers have become weak. A lot of them are not strong. They're not courageous for Yahweh. They will not stand up for him. They will not support or speak up for his word. We had soldiers on this earth, y'all. Let me give you their names. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. You know, Daniel and them three bad Negroes, as people call them. But they're not Negroes, they're Hebrews. But them were some real tough Hebrews with courage. even when the edict was given, in their time, in their captivity. Daniel was told that he was only to pray and petition a man. And Yahweh let us know in his word that Daniel opened his windows 3 times a day, prayed to Yahweh, because Daniel had courage and he was going to honor Yah even if it would have put him to death. And that's the way Yahweh wants all of us to be. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said when they was blowing the flute, the sackbut, the trumpet, and they told him that he had to bow down to a graven image that was set up by a man, like many of you all are doing with JC, like many of you all are doing with Christ, like many of you all are doing with Yahshua, Yahawashah, Yahamashiach, call them what you want. All you're doing is dishonoring your own maker who woke you up today. All you're doing is causing yourself to build you an early grave where you'll never go back home. How can you say that you know you are Hebrew Israelite that fear Yahweh, but you still believe the same doctrine of your own oppressor? All you did was painted Christianity black. That's all you did. You smeared it with a paintbrush and just painted it black, because you're going by the same lies. And in Numbers, the 25th chapter, we find there was another strong soldier in Scripture, another strong brother who followed the orders of Yahweh. And this is what it says about this great brother. His name was Phinehas. First verse. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their deities. And Israel joined himself unto the false god. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. That's how upset Yah was. He was upset that he told Moses to tell the people, hang them. Take all the heads of the people and hang them. The ones who worship these gods, hang them before the sun, because this is the only thing that calms Yahweh's wrath down. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto the false god. And behold, don't you know, y'all? Don't you know, y'all reading about the future when we get ready to be judged in the wilderness when we leave this place? Don't you know you're getting an inside scoop of what's going to happen to all of those that were serving A-L-L-A-H, that's serving J-E-S-U-S, that's serving Yahshua, that's serving Yahawashah? Don't you know, my people, that in the wilderness when he takes us out of this captivity, don't you know that this is going to be one of the judgments rendered, that all of those that committed the greatest sin according in the word of Yahweh called idolatry, don't you know you will surely be put to death? The first and greatest commandment in Exodus 20 and throughout the entire scripture is, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. And that's what you did. And what makes it so sad about it, you put more emphasis on the words of a false god of your own oppressors who castrated your fathers, raped your mothers, tarred and feathered us, and discriminated against us even unto this very day. And in the 6th verse, and behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought his brethren, a Midianitish woman, in the sight of Moses, in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So in other words, those that were weeping, those that were crying and sighing for the sins of Israel, that knew we had worshiped other gods, and they felt bad and they were crying, and the nerve of one of our brothers to bust in the door in the sight of everybody with a Midianite woman, meaning the same daughters of the people who were persuading us to worship their God. And when Phinehas, in the seventh verse, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. What a brother. Brother didn't give a flip about himself. He didn't care who it offended. But what did he do? He cared about Yah's honor. He knew what Yah said. And Yahweh knowed he was zealous. Yahweh knowed he was as jealous for Yah as Yah himself. Maybe not on the exact same level, but he was jealous just like Yah. He was jealous of his Elohim, of his honor, the nerve of someone to walk in with a foreign woman who was causing them to worship other gods. Phinehas got him a javelin and thrust her through. And it says the plague stayed because Yah had put a plague on the people. He said, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. That's how upset Yahweh was. Could you imagine how upset he is today with most of our people worshiping other gods, laying up with the enemy's daughters? Don't you see how Yah feels about this? Because he the same Elohim. It says in the 10th verse, and Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his Elohim and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh for the courageousness of Brother Phinehas, our ancestor, who was given an everlasting priesthood. Do you understand, my people, what this really means? This brother wasn't afraid, wasn't influenced like many of our people are. I'm not telling you to go out and get a javelin to somebody that don't worship Yahweh today. This is not our land. But what I am telling you is we're to be jealous and zealous for our Elohim's honor. See, Yahweh is to be honored. Yahweh is to be glorified. Yahweh is to be magnified. Look what he said in Malachi. Let's go to Malachi. And we're going to be opening the phone lines up in about 4 minutes. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air because we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Very important. Look what Yahweh told us. And this is astounding. This is after what I had read when Yahweh asked the question, a son honoreth his father and a servant his master. Where is my honor? Where is my fear? This is what it reads in the 11th verse. It says, from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. So in other words, he's letting you know something, y'all. He's letting you know, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun. That's what that means. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. So in other words, Yahweh, his glory, his honor, Yahweh was letting us know it's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. That's how long the Sabbath day is. The Sabbath day is from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun. He said, my name is shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, said Yahweh of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Now, that's consistent through this book, that from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, that Yahweh was to be praised. For instance, go to Psalms, the 113th chapter. And as I said, in a few minutes, we're going to open our phone lines up. We want to hear from you. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Or even if you disagree, you can call. Feel free. Look what it says. Psalms, the 113th chapter, the first verse. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants, Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You notice it didn't say, from evening unto evening, Yahweh's name is to be praised. You notice it didn't say that. You notice it didn't say, from the night to morning, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Because night is for sleep. But guess what? When you worship Yahweh on the Sabbath day, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, that's how long he is to be praised. And I'm going to read it again. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. The whole day, the total day. From the sunrise to let it go when it's down. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I tell you, I praise Yahweh for this great day. And like I said, I want to be glad to share it with anyone that has an opinion or question or comment. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit that number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, I've got to read something for you. I've got to go to Ezekiel, the 44th chapter. Speaking of the honor of Yahweh, let me show you what he told us in his laws in Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, concerning his sanctuary. It's a blessing to be in the sanctuary of Yahweh. It's a mighty blessing. And the Creator gave us his laws so that we can know what it means to have reverence and respect for the Most High. See, Yahweh is the Most High. He is the Almighty. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the King of the universe. He is the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole world. Matter of fact, let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh by saying hallelujah, because he deserves our praise. There's no one like him. There's no one who can compare themselves unto him. And this is what he told us concerning his great sanctuary, starting at the sixth verse. We'll start at the fifth verse. And Yahweh said unto me, Son of man, mark well and behold with your eyes and hear with thine ears all that I say unto thee concerning all the ordinances of the house of Yahweh. So in other words, Yahweh's house, his sanctuary, has order, has ordinances. All the ordinances of the house of Yahweh and all the laws thereof, and mark well the entering in of the house with every going forth of the sanctuary. And thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus said Yahweh Elohim, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, in that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be into my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, when you offer my bread and the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And you have not kept the charge of mine holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus said Yahweh Elohim, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. Hallelujah. See, Yahweh only has one law. The law for the Hebrew homeborn and the stranger that sojourned among us. So in other words, we all knew we had to be circumcised. We all knew we wanted to come into the house of the Almighty, and our hearts wasn't right. See, we have to come with our hearts right into the house of the Almighty. The Sabbath day itself is a day to honor Yah. And any of his holy days, we were to honor him. So that means when he said no uncircumcised in heart or flesh, he's speaking of we had to control our spirits, our emotions, and everything else when we came to the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because you was coming to the greatest house. You coming to your maker. You're coming to that house where you're going to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So we had to watch what we say and what we do and how we will conduct ourselves. And our hearts had to be right. It had to be circumcised. That means arrogancy, proudness, all that had to go. Because Yahweh said, no uncircumcised in heart or flesh were to enter into his sanctuary. And how much do you think Yahweh wanted us to care about his house? Well, I'll give you some more understanding in the book of Haggai. Let's go to Haggai in the time that we have left. Haggai, let me show you something. In the book of Haggai, this is what the true and living Elohim wants us to know. Now, this is deep. I remember when I first heard and read this. I remember that it was really heart-wrenching because you can see that we got some work to do. We are not mindful of our own Elohim's house. We put our stuff, our house, our what we want over his honor. And that's a shame. And in Haggai, look what Yahweh told us. He said in the second verse, "Thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste?" So in other words, what Yahweh was saying was, oh, you got plenty of time to live in your own sealed house, but this house ain't even finished. This house is not even ready. Meaning his house, his sanctuary now. The one who gave us our houses. The one who gave us our cars. The one who gave us our jobs and businesses. The one who gave us the breath in our nostrils. The one who gave us our life. The spirit he blew into us. And we became a living soul. We were more concerned about our own houses than his. Yahweh said, "Now therefore, thus said Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes." Now the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get you wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. What is Yahweh really saying here? He said, you sown much, but you bring in little. You eat, you never have enough. You drink, and you ain't full. You clothe yourself and buy clothes, but you still ain't warm. And you earn money, but it seems like it's a hole in your pocket. Well, you want to know why? Because, y'all, we have not been honoring the true and living Elohim the way we're supposed to. We're not honoring him. We're not supporting his house the way we're supposed to. And the Almighty has got us where every time you look around, we don't have enough money for nothing. That's part of the curse. See, when Yahweh began to see that you care more about his honor, his glory, his majesty, his respect, that's when Yahweh will act upon to make sure you see that Yahweh is glorified. And he will act upon when you call on him, when you pray and you need something, then he'll answer you, as he said in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. But as long as Yahweh sees that we don't care, that's why we'll continue to have holes in our pocket. He said furthermore, and we're going to go to the phone lines. He said, thus said Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I'll take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, said Yahweh. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. When you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Said Yahweh of hosts. Because of my house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. Hallelujah. This is heavy, man. And I pray to Yahweh that you understand what is being said today. because we truly have been dishonoring Yahweh, the Sabbath day, His house, His glory, and we are going to be held accountable as Aaron's sons were held accountable, as the man who brought in the Midianite woman was held accountable, as the people who worshiped the gods of the other nations were held accountable. Yahweh is going to hold us accountable. And the only reason why you think He's not is because judgment has not came so quick. So some of our people believe the Creator is not going to do nothing. But guess what? I'm going to open the line up right now. And all you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, we're going to go straight to area code 513. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How are you?
Shalom, shalom, my sister, Elder Hadia. How you doing, queen?
I'm wonderful. It is a wonderful lesson, and it's very sad too. When I think of, I've heard so many different brothers that, you know, they were, have become very vain when it comes to really hearing and listening to leaders, you know, their leaders. And I know that you have to be, very careful when you are judging who your leader is in terms of your mores, you know, your pastors.
That's right.
But when you have a barometer to measure what that more, what that teacher is teaching, then there is no excuse but just for the sake of, well, I'm not going to have nobody telling me what to do or dictating to me. It's so sad because more of our families are coming separated because this attitude will soon, you know, just take over and to the point where after a while, everybody in your house won't be able to stand you and you won't even have any support because you don't see yourself how you're falling behind the lines. And I just appreciate what you have been teaching about the Sabbath, about, you know, what's going on, what we do, our habits, what we don't want to relinquish. And that's why I said it's a beautiful topic, but it's sad.
Hallelujah.
All at the same time. And I praise the mighty Yah for you teaching this, because we truly need this blown over and over, because hopefully we will have enough time to change our mind, change our heart, have a circumcised heart and mind. And I praise the mighty Yah by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister. Praise the mighty Yah. I love you very much. And I praise Yahweh for what you said. I give it as an offering to the Creator because it is His honor, as you said, that we need to be concerned about. And because what Yahweh will do, when He see that He's not honored, He'll make sure that you don't get honor in your house. He'll make sure you don't get honored. He'll make sure that things don't go well with you because He'll see that you don't respect Him. See, that's the beginning of wisdom. It says in Psalms 110, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. And so we have to fear Him, and you absolutely own the money. But right now, the fear of Yahweh is the first thing He told us as a responsibility for all flesh. He said, here's the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man.
And you know, Moray, one more thing. The Sabbath, again, is so important, but our misunderstanding regarding the Sabbath, it is for us to cease from our work in order to, you know, give obeisance to the Most High Himself. It's not not for us to take off and, you know, have this sleep that we're supposed to have all day because we've been working all week. It's a chance for us to honor the King. And again, this is such a concern because we just don't understand it. We don't really realize how close death is. You know,
we
so
sure
praise
don't.
Y'all again, you know.
We sure don't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he said from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, he said he is to be praised. Are you right? Hallelujah. I love you, sister.
Love you too, Moray. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Shalom, shalom.
You too. Praise Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. Look what it says, y'all. And I appreciate Elder Hadia in her kind words. And in Ecclesiastes 8, I'm going to tell you why a lot of people don't turn from their sin. And they don't be mindful of the fear of Yahweh. It's recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, the 11th verse. This is what it says. And you be the judge. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. In other words, because Yahweh don't grab us and kill us and punish us and beat us right on the spot when we do wrong, speedily, because the sentence against an evil work, because when you defile the Sabbath, when you don't honor Yah or your parents, when you don't do what thus said Yahweh, and it's not executed speedily, the sentence, the judgment, is not right then. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That's why. See, Yahweh is a merciful Elohim. Yahweh will give you, if he want to, he give you mercy to return to him. He see you backslid. He see you doing wrong. And you know better. His mercy endure forever, but guess what? There's a time you can call on Yahweh. And he won't answer. That's why he said in Isaiah 55, seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he near. Because it might be that he called you to change and you didn't make that change. And you know you didn't make it. He's talking to all of us. That's why it's important that we understand. Don't prejudge and think you're getting away with something because judgment is not rendered speedily, right then on the spot. He don't get you, but he going to get you. He going to get any of us that go against his commandments because sin is a transgression of the law. He said, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Elohim, which fear before him, but it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before Elohim. So in other words, Yahweh is watching to see if we reverence him, to see if we're going to fear him, to see if we're going to honor him. He be putting these tests before us because he's going to check you out. Go to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Let Look what the Most High wanted us to know. He said in the 9th verse, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So in other words, when he say, I search the heart, it means I search the heart. I try the reins. I test you, said Yahweh. He testing us to see what we're going to do, to see if we're going to change. That's why it's very important that we understand that Yahweh is to be honored. He's not to be played with. For instance, let's go to the book of Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, in a few minutes that we have remaining. And if you would like to call, give a comment or a question, we have a few minutes. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And in the meantime, if all you want to do is listen, praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh wanted us to be more ready to listen than to speak. And that's a blessing. That's why he gave us 2 ears, 1 mouth. Yahweh told us in Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, look what Yah said when he get ready to judge his people. And be mindful of the first place he's going to go to when he get ready to judge for his honor's sake. It says, and behold, in the 2nd verse, or may I start at the 1st verse? He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, 6 men came from the way of the higher gate, which lied toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. A slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man among them was clothed with linen, and a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem. Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Hallelujah. So in other words, y'all, that mark of the beast they told you about, you know, 666, you got the mark when you got your enemy's name. That's his mark. It's not a 666. See, the mark of Yahweh, as you're reading, is going to be a mark of the righteous. Yahweh said he's going to set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry. That means they feel bad about, like Yahweh wants us to do, our sins, our transgressions, for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. He's going to put a mark on them. A lot of our people so worried about the mark of the beast. Yeah, the mark is coming. 666. Don't you know? Don't you know? You already got his mark. If you wearing the name of the man who raped your ancestors, castrated your ancestors, tarred and feathered your ancestors, murder us, kill us, discriminate against us until this very day, and you wearing the name of a lyncher, of a hanger, of a rapist, you already got his mark. You don't have to worry. But if you turn to Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might, and keep his commandments, and turn from your sins that you have committed or committing, Yahweh lets you know right here that there were righteous and is going to be righteous, and there are righteous today, or America would be destroyed. This world would be gone if it was no more righteous. Yahweh wouldn't have a reason to keep the world going. Don't you know? And Yahweh said that he was to set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sighed and cried. And to the others, he said in my ear, go ye after him through the city and smite. That means to kill. Let not your eyes spare, neither pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Hallelujah. Y'all, you're reading about how the Almighty is truly going to judge us. And where did he say he going to start at? Where did he say the heads were going to roll first? In his sanctuary, the place that he sanctified for himself, his house. Let us be mindful of his holy days. Let us be mindful of all his holy laws. Let us be mindful of Yah's honor, that he be magnified from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I'm going to leave you with the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 8th verse. This is what it reads. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. You've been listening to the true word. We praise you on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta. Yahweh loves you, and so do we. And all you have to do, if you want to contact me after this broadcast, you'd call this number, 404-579-7908. 404-579-7908. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom.
But you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place. Yahweh's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole world. There is nothing unseen from the King of Kings, He who made all things. Let us glorify His glorious and fearful name. By acknowledging this Sabbath day with joyfulness, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fearing Yahweh and keeping His commandments is all that matters. And I know that whatsoever Elohim do with it shall be forever. The entire earth shall tremble with terror by His presence. He that made the eye, shall He not see? He that made the ear, shall He not hear? Yahweh's judgment is near. He will plead with us face to face. I trust in Your infinite wisdom, Yahweh, show us grace. Because we love You. There is no Elohim beside You, You know not in it. The idols that my people put their trust in ain't worth a penny. But You, Yahweh, are the King. You, Yahweh, are the Judge. You, Yahweh, are the Lawgiver. You, Yahweh, will save us.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes
or in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your horse to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place.
We'll put every work into judgment, whether it's good or evil. He who born you from the womb, who then will you make equal unto y'all? The idols are silver and cold. My people walking in darkness from all the lies that were told. Staying true to the scriptures, it ain't no need to do wrong. Giving glory to y'all, cause he made it all on his own. And with his right on me divided, the ways of the sea. Trusting y'all and be established, fear him and then cleave unto his laws and be strong. Yeah, one thing that I know is that if a man don't stand for something, then he gon' fall in a hole. There's only one way to go. Elohim is my hope. My folks afflicted, addicted, zoned out and strong on that dope called idolatry. Christianity, all the myths. Choose the good and be blessed. But we chose wickedness. Thus we be cursed cause we refuse to follow Yah's rules. Beware cause Yah's eyes are watching your every move.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your horse to do good. Keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your horse to do good, keep your tongue from lies. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place.
Off and not the fire or a lie. My nieces and nephews stay strong. Remember these words if I'm